Next up, in the blink of an eye, the coronavirus and the resulting economic downturn have created a new world for retirement planning. On today's show, some decisions pre-retirees should re-evaluate.
And now, WealthWorks Radio.
Asset protection.
Tax reduction.
Holistic planning.
South Florida's wealth, financial, and income coach, Eric Kearney.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, a fiduciary, contributor to Fortune magazine. He's an author, president of Retirement Wealth LLC. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And, you know, in this virtual world, everything is the same except that.
Yeah, it's been really different. I mean, talk about a virtual world. You know, we've talked about this before, but we've never had so many virtual meetings ever. And so we have a lot of clients all around the United States. And, you know, we're used to doing a little bit of Zoom and FaceTime and so forth. But now it's just gotten to be normal. And there's actually, you know, people that are updating their technology to do more of this. And so I'm not saying that this will be the new normal going forward. But I think that there's a lot of times where people say, hey, Eric, I have a quick question. Can I just Zoom you or FaceTime you? And we've been doing that a lot of that lately. So it's just been a different time for a lot of people. And, you know, like I said, we're getting through this. And I'll tell you one thing, Steve, we have been able to help out a lot of new people who are really upset at their current advisor. And, you know, we've been very proactive with videos, content, updating their financial plans for a lot of our current clients. And, you know, we're going to get through this. It's been nothing but a mess, but we moved a lot of money to cash. We kind of protected our positions. We've done very well, and we're going to come out of this very, very in great shape. But there's a lot of people out there who still need a lot of help. And when you have a downturn like this, it really puts things into perspective, and people start paying attention to their portfolios a little bit more. I've always said this in the past, when you have a market that just keeps going up, people look at their statement and they're like, eh, I don't really have to do anything, and they kind of forget about it. So now all of a sudden, this really makes people realize, okay, I cannot put my retirement on the back burner. I really need to be paying attention to things, and this is where it's really important.
I mean, complacency can be a real problem. And I think that we were sort of lulled into this sense of, well, the market's still going to go up, and suddenly it's not. And all of a sudden, retirement's on the horizon. We've got to make sure we're ready.
Yeah. And there's also a lot of people who are in retirement, deep into retirement, that all of a sudden they're panicking now. And they're like, maybe this isn't the correct plan that I have, or I have no plan at all. And you'd be surprised at some of the large accounts that we've taken over in the past few weeks. And when the people have called in after the radio show, they're like, Eric, I have no financial plan. I have no income plan. And I don't understand that at all. And it's local, very large firms that we're taking accounts over from. It's national firms that we're taking accounts over from. And there's been no planning done whatsoever. So they're like, I don't know if I'm good for 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. I have no idea. And I've said this before on the show, but there was a gentleman that I met with 5 years ago who had a good size account. He had a good pension, and he was in great financial shape. I mean, everyone would want to be this guy's retirement. And as he was walking out, he said, Eric, I really appreciate you doing this planning for me, because honestly, I don't know if I can go to Taco Bell or I can go to Rum Runners for lunch. And I looked at him, and he was dead serious. He didn't know if he had to go through the dollar menu drive-through at Taco Bell, or him and his wife could go down and sit down and have a nice $35 or $40 lunch.
Sure.
And I'm just blown away at how many people do not still have that financial plan. Blows me away.
If there was ever a time to sit down with, well, virtually sit down with you and your team to get that second opinion, to just get the reassurance that, yes, it is in good shape, or we do need to make some changes, because we can make changes too, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the thing is that, so we have been slammed. We've been working 7 days a week for the past 2 weeks. And I said on last week's show, we've been working 6 to 7 days a week. Now it's 7 days a week. And it's just, we have a lot of new people calling. The disappointing part of that is that I also see where a lot of people are in that financial no man's land. And we had a couple come in and I sat down with them and you could just tell that they were terrified. And they were kind of deeper into retirement. And I said, well, you know, what action is your advisor taking right now? And he looked at me very seriously and he says, we haven't had one phone call from our advisor. Nothing. Not an email, not a text, not a phone call, nothing.
Wow.
And so we went through the financial plan and we showed them where, you know, their finances were not that great. Their rates of return were horrible, very high risk, very high volatility. And we showed them a solution that made sense. We did the financial plan. It made sense. And, you know, Steve, to this day, I ended up not taking them on as a client because I asked them one simple question. Do you have the emotional capacity to leave your current advisor? Their answer was, we don't think so.
Wow. Why is that, Eric? Why?
Because there's this odd trust. There's this odd sense of comfort in being with that person because you've been with them for 5 years. I have proved to them through other software, through third parties who don't care about their situation. They're simply doing research on their portfolio. I am proving to them that your fees are through the roof, your returns are bad, you're taking a lot of risk, a lot of volatility, you're not being serviced, you have no income plan, you have no financial plan, you are not in a good position. And again, it's multiple problems and issues. But if you cannot have the emotional capacity to leave your advisor, in your head, no matter what I show you in front of you, you will not make any positive decisions for yourself. And it was at that point, because we are so busy, that I wrote them an email and I said, I'm sorry, at this time, I don't think that we're a good fit. And I do wish you the very best. It's just that we take better care of our clients than what you have right now through planning and income planning and through concierge service. And if you don't have the emotional capacity to leave your advisor, there's nothing I can do.
I guess that's an emotional thing, but you have to separate that and look at things the way you just explained. I mean, the fact that you're proving these things along the way, that adds up. That should make a decision a lot easier.
It's kind of like a doctor, you know, especially in an emergency room, you have 42 people coming in the emergency room that night. You know, if you have issues where with one person that beyond your control, you could not help, it's that person that you keep thinking about. So it's not everyone that comes through and we do the income plan and we do the mutual discovery and we go through everything from stem to stern. I know that they're going to be in a better position because I'm putting them through a process that they've never had before. So I'm not worried about that, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about them. I trust my staff. I trust myself. I know that we're proactive. I know that we're going to take care of them. It's the people who I knew we could have made a big difference financially that just all of a sudden, you know, it blows me away. So again, there's, you know, behavioral finance comes into this, especially this time of the year when you have markets like this. And these markets are not over. This situation's not over. Things are getting better in New York and New Jersey, but we are so far from an economic recovery. No one's going to jump on a plane. No one's going to go on vacation. No one's going to be, you know, going into a barbershop and thinking, oh my God, is someone sick around me, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, it's just we're not going to jump up and go right back out and have drinks with everyone and dance and everything. It's just, it's not going to happen. And so, you know, alone, I think there's over 40 restaurants right now in the Naples area that are struggling with staying open. And I think that there's a lot of places that are going to permanently close. Bankruptcies are going to be happening any week now from different businesses and also maybe even personal. So you got to understand that even though things may be getting a little bit better, the economy is taking a hit and all of a sudden it's going to get worse and worse because there's going to be a lot of people that just cannot recover from this.
And the CARES Act, and I know we're going to talk about that in another segment, but again, there is some hope there. Doesn't that give some hope, especially for businesses?
I hope so, Steve. I mean, the problem is that, you know, there's $350 billion that was put out for small businesses. The problem is that there was $1.7 trillion applied for. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I've been staying on Twitter because it's up to date information, and we've been following these numbers, and these numbers are staggering. So, you know, they put in requests for $1.7 trillion. There's only $350 billion. There's already a mess at Chase Bank. There's already a mess at Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo was supposed to be the premier lender for this, right? Mm-hmm. We're the preferred premier lender, and that's what they were promoting. Well, come to find out, their cap is at $10 billion. So all of a sudden, out of $350 billion, Wells Fargo is supposed to be the go-to bank for this, right? And it's not like Wells Fargo hasn't had issues in the past, obviously.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, they're telling people, oh, well, we're capped at $10 billion. Well, when you have $75 billion in applications and you only have $10 billion, you're going to have a lot of very pissed off people.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's a math issue right there. And Eric, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got to take a break and we can continue this conversation, and we will. But first, let's go ahead and invite folks to call us. How about it?
Yeah, sounds good, Steve. If you're out there and you really do need a second opinion and you're also very serious about your finances, please give us a call. Let's get you scheduled for a virtual second opinion or even a portfolio recovery strategy. If you're serious about your finances, this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary. No obligation to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you, the fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
Hey, what a great opportunity, folks. Now is the time, especially with that second opinion that Eric's talking about. Get that virtual meeting set up. Let them go through what amounts to be a lot of complex financial world into something that does make sense. It's a true practical financial review, and it's so important to do right now. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review that Eric just talked about, all the extras that go along with it, no cost, no obligation. And then when it's over, you'll have a roadmap. It'll be a guide that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Coming up next, this may be the best time ever to consider a Roth conversion. Details when we come right back.
We're back on Wealth Works Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and of course, Eric, president of Retirement Wealth LLC, along with his team. Donna, I know she's been on the show, so has Autumn, and you've got a whole team of people behind you, Eric, that are working, like you said, 7 days a week, because there is so much interest, and so many people need and desire that second look at their retirement plan.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to my staff, because we really have pulled it all together. I mean, we've just been doing phenomenal and keeping up with everything. And my biggest belief is you always take care of the client that you've had since day one. And we have long-term clients. And so, you know, we want to make sure that while we're still helping new people, we're still taking care of everyone else. And I'll tell you, it's just been amazing, because like I said, I mean, everyone's stressed personally. It's just difficult times, because you're worried about family members and your kids and everything. And so it is a difficult time for everyone, but we're still keeping it together, and we're doing a fantastic job. And I really do appreciate my staff. It's just, you know, they're just great people, and they really do have a strong passion for what we're doing. So we are making a lot of difference for our clients, and also for a lot of new prospective clients. And you know what? This is just a blip in the retirement stage, but this also gets people prepared, because this is not going to be the only issue that we ever have in retirement. There's going to be other issues down the road with market corrections, pullbacks, and whatever. So this is a time where people really have to go back to simple planning and simple income planning and say, hey, you know what? We're going to be okay.
Right. And again, that's a good voice of calm, voice of reason that I think a lot of people need to hear right now. And especially when it comes to our money, that's really what we need.
Yeah, the one thing I've realized in times like this is that it's helpful having a large pair of shoulders and tough skin because, you know, people do get emotional and I don't take it personally. And the thing is that, you know, there will be people that are upset about their money that call in after the show and everything. And so we hear everything. I hear their emotions. But one thing that I always say is you cannot solve a problem from the same mindset that created it. So what happens is a lot of people really have to look at who's advising them right now. And they say, geez, my portfolio is not doing great. I show them tweaks that they have to make. I'm like, you got to change this and you got to change this. Well, maybe I'll just go back to my advisor. Again, you cannot solve a problem from the same mindset that created it. I tell all my clients, I'm giving you the very best portfolio that I can give you. If you ever feel that there is somewhere else that can provide you with a better portfolio, that's where you need to go. And at first, people are surprised when I say that. Now they're not surprised because at the end of the year, if I don't do a damn good job for them, if I'm not able to navigate them through choppy waters, I expect to be fired. And, you know, Autumn turned around to me the other day and she's like, geez, she's like, we've taken in so many assets. We've retained all of our clients and everyone's happy. And I said, yeah, I said, that's because we've stayed proactive. We've reached out to them. We've contacted them. Every single prospective client that's calling us and emailing us right now has absolutely no contact with their current advisor. That's unacceptable. I don't want you there just when the markets are going up and you're sitting behind your desk doing nothing. I want you there when the turbulence happens and I want to know that someone is at the wheel. And there's a lot of people out there who aren't at the wheel.
Absolutely. And yes, exactly right. But you are, and your team is, 800-779-1942. Let's talk a little bit about Roth conversions and why right now might be the perfect storm of opportunity for a Roth conversion.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is kind of the perfect storm of opportunity. I mean, and I hate to say this, but never waste a good crisis. And it is true out there that there's a lot of people who are sick and they're actually dying from this. But there are also a lot more people out there that are hurting financially. And so the thing is that I'm not a doctor. I'm not in the healthcare industry. I'm in the financial industry. And being in the financial industry, I have to find opportunities for my clients. And the weekly videos that we send out, I've been telling my clients, don't forget, we've gone through every single account, line by line, investment by investment. How can we take advantage of this market? How can we put you in a better position? It may not be in 3 months or 6 months, but in a year, 2 years, you're going to be significantly better off. And so we've gone through and we've made some significant changes and we've considered Roth conversions. So a lot of times you want to convert while the market is low. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when that market recovers, you're going to end up having tax-free income down the road.
And again, that really is what this is all about. And I mean, the tax law, you know, taxes are as low as they've been in a long time. That sunsets in 2025. So again, right, when all of these plus the coronavirus and the market and all, like you said, it's a convergence of a whole bunch of things that could be beneficial. And it's good to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's good to see a bright spot for folks, especially thinking long term.
Yeah. So, I mean, when people's portfolios have been beaten up or they haven't had good performing portfolios, this is the time to do it. When all of a sudden the Dow gets back up to $26,000, $27,000 there, or $26,000 or $27,000, and it lingers there, your opportunity is gone. And this is what we're trying to explain to prospective clients. Your opportunity is right now. It's not going to be in another 3 or 4 months. If you're dragging your feet and you're just like, well, I can't make any decisions, then I can't help you. And this is where, again, I'm very blunt about this. I am here to help people. I am a damn good investment advisor. I know what I'm doing through planning and and income planning. But there's a lot of people that say, oh, well, I'll think about it. Well, if you're going to think about it, then you're not my typical client. My client wants to be successful. My client wants to take advantage of opportunities. My client wants to make sure that they're going to have a very long and safe retirement. So we're putting opportunities together for them. If you say, okay, Eric, thanks for everything, and we'll get back to you, you know, a couple months because we got to do this and we got to do that, the opportunity will be long gone. And that's exactly what I've been drilling into everyone's heads. The people that are proactive and they say, Eric, what do I got to do? I'm like, well, we'll get this done for you. Every single prospective client that I have said, we will get this done for you, we've gotten it done for them and we've made a huge difference. There's people out there, and I have said this also in the past, this industry, this financial industry, is ripe for a huge disruption. There's a lot of licensed salespeople out there that shouldn't be out there, that shouldn't be handling people's money. And I see them all the time. I see portfolios that get mailed to, or emailed to me all the time. Eric, can you take a look at this? Yeah. How serious are you about doing something with this? Or do you just want me to go over this? Because I'm not going to waste my time if you're not willing to make any changes. People have paralysis by analysis. I'm going to keep looking this over, keep looking this over. When the opportunity's gone, it's going to be very difficult to work with that person again. I could have significantly changed your financial situation for the better, but now all of a sudden that opportunity's gone. So with the Roth conversions right now, we are considering these for a lot of people. We're also doing massive wealth transfers. Again, with the Secure Act, we're helping a lot of people do a tax-free wealth transfer, and they're taking advantage of this down market. So again, I'm not in the healthcare industry. I just don't want to miss this opportunity because, like I said, being in the financial industry, there is a massive amount of opportunity, and we're taking advantage of that.
So you were talking earlier about, you know, we were talking about airlines and how much they're down and how much they're losing. And when you talk opportunities, I mean, those are the kinds of opportunities that are going to be out there, aren't they? I mean, because the airlines are going to recover, certainly.
Yeah, so right now, Delta is losing $60 million a day. JetBlue is losing $10 million a day. I mean, how is that sustainable when you think about, you know, over 7 days, you're losing $420
million. Unfathomable numbers for me. I can't get my head around it.
It really is. It's just like, how is that even possible? So the thing is that, you know, there are a lot of opportunities because people will start traveling, right? And so, I mean, things will start to eventually turn around, but we just don't know when that is. But there's a lot of opportunities where these industries will recover. They have to recover. I mean, it's just something that we do. I mean, we are travelers, you know, and people are going to miss a lot of travel. And I think travel for a little while will be different. I think a lot more people are going to do more domestic things, which is just fine. But travel eventually will come back. And like I said, there's a lot of great opportunities in there.
Sure. And again, Eric, why don't, if you're interested in having Eric and the team look at your portfolio, look at your plan, now would be a great time to give them a call, get on the calendar, and have that analysis done.
Yeah, there's two different things that we're doing right now. We're doing second opinions, which is a huge thing. We're doing virtual meetings through second opinions. And we're also doing portfolio recovery strategies. This is a great time to go through that portfolio and say, okay, how can I make my recovery a little bit faster? So if you're serious about your finances, then give us a call. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary. No obligation to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
This is really the time to do it, folks, and to give Eric a call. 800-779-1942 is the number. Let, you know, virtually sit down, have that conversation, put that financial roadmap together, get that second opinion. And again, these guys are working 7 days a week because folks are interested in working with them. They still have some time on their calendar for you if you make that call now, 800-779-1942. They'll be able to take a lot of complex financial world, make it something that's easier to understand. You'll get the comprehensive financial review. That's what you're looking for. Most importantly, though, you end up with a roadmap. It's a guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be, despite the market. No matter, you know, no matter what, you are going to be able to feel like you have a plan in place and a road to get there. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up, the CARES Act and what it does to and for retirement account rules. We'll break it down when we come right back.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, President, Retirement Wealth LLC. And, you know, you've got all the offices. At this point, though, you're doing all virtual calls.
We are doing virtual calls. And we're still going to the offices every once in a while because we still work out of those. But we're doing everything virtually. So, you know, there was a lady the other day that said, Eric, I'm going to the doctor. Can I stop over to your office? I said, no, you can't.
No. Prefer you
no.
Don't.
Yeah. You can shove some paperwork through the front door, but I don't want to see you.
So. Exactly. So,
you know, the thing is that honestly, through this whole thing, I've realized that we really do have a very incredibly pivotal role. And it's absolutely irresponsible of me to put myself in jeopardy because I have to stay, you know, intact. Not only myself, but we have backup plans. Like if I really did get sick, we actually have a disaster plan where we have other licensed advisors that are actually managing my client's account. So, you know, if I got hit by a bus before I'm even in the ground, you know, someone's managing their account. So we always have a backup plan. But the thing is that, you know, we always run solid and we run 110% when things are going great. We also have to be responsible when things are not good because I still want to be at the forefront for all my clients. And so, like I said, I mean, and that's kind of why, you know, the past couple of years, I've really changed the way that I actually live. I eat a lot better. I work out better. And I really do feel like I have this financial responsibility to my clients to take care of myself. It was interesting because Roethlisberger, the Steeler quarterback one day, was riding his motorcycle without a helmet. I think he was like in a minor accident or something like that. And it was then that he realized how stupid it was that he was actually riding his motorcycle without a helmet. He's like, I didn't realize the awesome responsibility that I have to my team and also my fans. And obviously I'm not on his level. But the thing is that I feel the same way. Like I feel like I do have to stay healthy and fit because when times get really tough, I've got to be here for my clients. So
yeah, that's a very interesting perspective. And I'm sure your clients appreciate that.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, like I said, I mean, I've got to listen to my body, and when I'm tired, I've got to go to bed, and I know that I've got to get up the next day and go back to war. I mean, this is kind of how I think about it too. Like when the economy is like this, it's like going to war, and how do I combat this the best way that I can?
Absolutely. Well, and the federal government is trying to help combat it as well with the CARES Act, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES. It's a great little government acronym again. But I mean, the plan does have some highlights, does have some things. I think we're still discovering some things in this. But let's apply it to those in or near retirement.
Yeah. So right now they're allowing you to withdraw up to $100,000 from a 401k or an IRA for coronavirus expenses. And so if you're retired and you've been negatively impacted by this coronavirus, you can now withdraw that money. That can come out of a 401k or an IRA up until December 31st of 2020 without being charged the usual 10% early withdrawal penalty.
Okay, so that's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal because I think that there are some people that are going to be affected by medical expenses. And
right.
So, you know, again, you're kind of, hopefully you're not robbing Peter to pay for Paul. So the thing is that you are taking them from a retirement account. And I understand that, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are in dire straits right now. And that's what we have to be really careful of. The problem is that we're very early into this still. So we have no idea what the effects are going to be really, because I mean, you've got June, July, August coming up, which are massive travel months. And so again, if people aren't traveling like they used to, this is really going to hinder the economy. So you know, even though the stock market may be creeping back up, I still think that the stock market is going to pull back at some point and retest our new lows. And I don't want to get too like analytic, but the problem is that you've got to be very cautious in these markets because people think, oh, everybody's feeling better. I don't think that's the case. I think that we still have a lot to go through, but I am very happy with what the government's done. I think that they really are trying to revitalize the economy. It's a very difficult decision. How do you do all this money to all these people? And we'll just see what happens.
Well, and again, you were talking before about the small business loans. And you know, I know you work with a lot of small business, closely held businesses. And you know, I mean, that's there's money available for some, but I mean, it's not going to be everybody. And I mean, it's a tough spot to be in.
It is because everyone that I talk to, they're convinced that they're getting X amount of dollars. I mean, they know exactly how much they're supposed to be getting back. Well, if there are businesses out there that have applied for $1.7 trillion in funding, and yet there's only $350 billion available, it's not going to happen. There's going to be a lot of disappointed people out there. And you know, Steve, you and I have talked about this, but We're used to talking about millions, right? Like, ooh, right. Millions and multi-millions. Look at these numbers now. $350 billion and $1.7 trillion was applied for. Like, again, these are mind-blowing numbers that we never would talk about 10 years ago. Yeah. But now all of a sudden, everything is in billions and trillions, and it's just unfathomable. So the thing is that these people, that just shows how desperate people are. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there's a lot of people out there that are applying for monies that they don't really deserve. I mean, that's just what happens in times like these. But there's also a lot of restaurants that are closed, individual stores that are closed, cinemas, mom and pop stores. And these people are hurting. I mean, really hurting. So like I said, we've got to do something to kind of, you know, do a soft open to some of these places that are a little bit safer and still maintain social distancing.
Sure. Well, one of the other things to come from the CARES Act is the required minimum distribution. And it becomes an option this year, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people, if you don't have to take out your required minimum distributions, you do not have to this year. And so that's kind of a nice thing because you can allow that account to grow back a little bit. And I think that's a great thing. So again, there's a lot of my clients that don't need the required minimum distribution. They're just like, I don't need it. Just keep it in there. So we're giving everyone that option and allowing them, you know, the option to take it or not to take it.
So we talked about the withdrawals up to $100,000. And again, that's the last resort. And that, you know, if you were impacted by coronavirus, but also the loan limits were increased as well from the 401k. Tell me the difference.
Well, the difference is that you could always borrow from it before, but now what they're doing is participants in 401k plans are generally eligible to borrow as much as 50% of their vested balance up to, I think, $50,000.
Okay.
The CARES Act now allows them to borrow 100% of their vested account balance for up to $100,000 during 180 days. So wow. They're actually bumping that up a little bit too. So again, these are all things that can help you get through a crisis. But remember, you want to try and pay these back. And there's a lot of people that have been contacting us and they said, well, I don't need that much. I just need a little bit to get me through the next month or two. And that's great. And then all of a sudden we've set up repayment programs. They're like, no, I definitely want to put it back in. I just had to get through a difficult time.
Sure. So with the loan, I mean, obviously loan implies that it needs to be paid back. Now the withdrawal from on the other side of things, can you pay that back too?
Yeah. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, look, you know, those with outstanding loans are due before December 31st, can delay repayments for 1 year. That's another okay. thing that got added in there too. So like I said, there's a lot of different rules in there. And if you have any questions, give our office a call and we can actually email you out the protocol for these as well.
Oh, interesting. 800-779-1942 is the number you can call. And of course, they extended the tax filing deadline, which means they extended the deadline for contributing to your IRA for 2019.
Yeah, and this is a big deal too, because there's a lot of people, again, we're very busy, but now all of a sudden, you know, people get up to April 15th and now they're actually extending that out to July 15th. So that's a really big deal, especially if you're trying to do the Roths. So that's a really big deal. And there's a lot of people that now have the time to kind of get their documents in order and everything. So again, with the Roth conversions or doing the wealth transfers, we're also looking at contributing more to a Roth IRA as well. And we're also doing some backdoor IRAs as well, backdoor Roth IRAs.
So let's talk for a moment about the checks going to individuals. And if you're in a pretty good situation, you could put that money straight into savings, couldn't you?
Yeah, you can. And there's going to be a lot of people that have depleted their savings already because of what's going on. So this is a good time for them to be able to replenish that a little bit and just have a little bit of a safety net. I mean, we've always talked about emergency money in the past, and, you know, people are emailing us and saying, hey, Eric, you know, they kind of reach out to my blog and everything. And they're like, Eric, you know, thanks for doing this on the radio, because it really does give us a lot of good ideas. So I feel that we are like really helping a lot of people out there, and people are calling in just for simple questions, and we're trying to direct them in the best way. A lot of times, again, people get very emotional and our emotions take over during these financial times. And this is really when we have to make sound decisions and saying, look, this is just a blip. It's a bad time, but tough times don't last. Tough people do. And we will get through this.
Absolutely, folks. And again, boy, this went fast. We're up against the clock again, Eric. And let's go ahead and invite folks to call. Get on the calendar while you still can.
Sure, Steve. And again, today we're offering two offers. If you've never had a portfolio recovery strategy and you're really looking for a good way to rebuild that portfolio, give us a call. We actually have an email where you can actually send your documents through a secured email over to us, and we do the analysis, and then we schedule a virtual meeting. Or if you've never had a second opinion and you're interested in a second opinion, give us a call today. What this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning. We're going to take a look at everything that you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. A fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
What a great opportunity, folks. And again, that portfolio recovery strategy, if that's something that you want to have Eric take a look at, he'd be happy to. And again, put that financial roadmap together. So now's the time to call 800-779-1942. And you're going to get that comprehensive financial review, whether it's the second opinion, whether it's the initial putting together of your plan. Now's the time. And then you'll find that you've got a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up, my favorite part, questions from you, answers from me. Stay tuned.
Hey, we're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, President Retirement Wealth LLC, and so many other things as well. And so a lot of times in this part of the show, we talk about the seminars that you have, Foundation for Retirement. And I know that those are on hold, obviously. So what are you thinking about? Are you looking forward to getting those back on track?
We are. I mean, we have actually quite a few scheduled for this summer, and we've already had a lot of interest in them. So there's people after this downturn in this economy that are like, okay, I need to get back to financial planning and income planning. I mean, this is what people want. And the interesting thing is that we actually are bringing on more staff in our financial planning side because we're writing a lot more financial plans than we ever have before. And I'll tell you, these comprehensive plans go from everything from all of your goals and objectives. We get into these very deep, and people are like, I've never had this before. This is what I want. And it also holds us accountable. I'm actually getting to the point where a gentleman called me the other day. He's like, I don't need your financial plan. I just need investment advice. And I'm almost at the point where, yeah, like, are you kidding me? Like, don't you want to know where you are going to be in 20 years and 25 years? Because I do, right?
Yeah.
So It's almost getting to the point where we want to have an investment policy statement. Look, this is how we're going to work. This is how we're going to contact you. It holds us accountable to that client. So that's the investment policy statement. You have to have an income plan and a written financial plan. And that I'm going to start having like requirements in order to work with us. You know, we've already had minimums. I think we work with a person who's very serious about their finances. And that's what I want. If you're not serious about your finances, then don't call us because I don't want to waste my time, frankly. We have a very talented staff, and I want to provide that talent to a client who really cares about their retirement. And so, that's just kind of the way it's going to be. But I'll tell you, we're going to get every single client that we take on through retirement. It's going to be choppy waters at times, but overall, we're going to be okay. And we're doing that through all the plan that is going to change over time.
800-779-1942. That's how you can get it started, folks. Let's see. So this, I like the questions too, Eric. It is one of my favorite parts. And right now too, it's nice just to not have to talk about all of that other stuff, right?
Right. It's nice to take a break from the C word.
Yeah, exactly. See, I like that. All right, let's just jump in. Here's Ron from Bonita Springs. He says, I'm 65 years old and retired. I have about $50,000 in debt from loans and credit cards. However, I'm about to receive about $170,000 from my father's estate. Should I pay off my debt all at once?
That's a great question. I mean, 65 years old, you're still a young guy, you're retired, you've got $50,000 in debt. So the thing is, should I pay all my debt off at once? It really depends. I mean, I don't know what your loans are. Maybe it's a mortgage. As far as your credit cards go, I would definitely start to pay down those. But also, how well are you in retirement? So the thing is, again, purpose determines placement. What is the purpose for your money? What is the time frame? And then it will determine where it has to be placed. So there's a lot of times where people are making just choices on their investments. But again, if you don't understand the purpose, it doesn't matter what you invested in. It may be inappropriate. So again, I would do a full income plan, Ron, and just see the time frame of when you can pay down that debt, what you're going to do with the rest of that money, and how it actually plays a role, not only in the next 3 to 5 years, but in the next 15 to 20 years. Again, you don't want to have instant gratification of doing something now, because the little things that we do now could be major things down the road. So you want to make sure that you're putting yourself in a good position long term.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-779-1942 is the number you can call, Ron. And all right, let's go with Bradley. Bradley's in Cape Coral. He says, my mother is over 90 years old. We're planning on selling her condo and want to know if there is a way to put the profits for that sale in a trust to pay for her future health needs. Are there any tax consequences? Well, that's a good son.
It's a good son, but it's tough because, I mean, she's 90 years old. To put something in there for healthcare needs, you kind of, that ship has already sailed. I mean, the thing is that there's a lot of different things that you can do for her to pay for healthcare expenses. It just really depends on, you know, where she's going to be going after she sells her condo. So a lot of times this goes to the estate planning, and you've got to pay attention to estate planning about 20 years ago. So a lot of people kind of start this a little bit later, but there are definitely different things that you can do that would be more tax advantageous to this. So give our office a call. We can give you a few of those ideas.
All right, fair enough. 800-779-1942. Let's go to Phyllis in Fort Myers Beach. She says, does my employer's matching contribution count toward the maximum I can contribute to my 401k plan?
This is a great question. The answer is no. Your employer's matching contribution does not count towards the maximum. And so a lot of people don't realize this. So in 2020, an employee can contribute up to $19,500 or up to $26,000 if you're 50 or over, regardless of the employer's contribution amount. So these are actually set by the federal government, and you want to make sure that you understand your time frame, and if you want to contribute more, what would that look like at the end of the line? So again, through an income plan, you can actually figure that out.
All right. So this reminds me, a friend of mine told me that his company, it's a pretty big company, at least for now, stopped the match. Are you hearing that from people?
I have not heard that yet, but I'm not surprised. I mean, I think that there's going to be a lot of companies that right now are just trying to figure out how they're going to get to the next, you know, few months or even next week with payroll. So I do know a girl who does payroll for a company with 50 people, and she said it's kind of scary right now because, I mean, work has just dropped off, and there's 50 people that are wondering, you know, if they're still going to be employed next week. So this is going to be a day-to-day thing for a lot of businesses, and you know, I feel bad for a lot of workers out there right now.
Oh, absolutely, and again, the smaller businesses, the small business owners, they're such a caring for their employees. I mean, it's just so tough for folks that I've heard some stories, and I'm sure you have too, Eric, of how the business owners are literally in tears because they can't help their employees.
Yeah, there's a store down in Naples right now who brought in about $240,000 of inventory, expecting, you know, that season's going to be here and season's going to be great. And now they're sitting on $240,000 of brand new inventory that is just not moving. So they've slashed prices on it. I mean, they're trying to basically just, you know, get rid of it. My suggestion was, you know, just try to bring it down, and you know, even if you sell it at cost, at least you're liquidating the cost of that. And you know, you got to remember that that's just one little store in Naples, and so right across the street they're having the same issues, and right across town they're having more issues, and then the next city, the next town, you know, the whole state, and that's just Florida. So everyone is suffering right now, and there's a lot of times where, you know, we've got to get this economy up and running, but I think that they're actually trying to do a pretty good job with that, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
Sure. 800-779-1942. Let's go to Chris in Naples. She says, I'm 62. I plan to work until full retirement at 67. I've been divorced for many years. Somebody told me I could take my ex-husband's Social Security because he made considerably more money than I did. Is this true, and will he find out, please?
So that sounds a little vindictive. Yep. Will he find out? And is it going to hurt him? First of all, yeah, depending on the time frame of how long you've been married and so forth, it's very possible that you could actually draw on his. It's not going to affect his value whatsoever, even though a lot of people want it to. But yeah, there's not many Social Security strategies left, but we still have pretty strong Social Security software. Donna runs this with her team, and we're doing Social Security strategies. So Chris, if you have any questions, give us a call. We can do a virtual meeting. We can actually run several different Social Security strategies for you.
Well, then again, we've had that similar questions before. So, I mean, obviously people, there's a lot of, misinformation out there.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, I was reading an article the other day where now that people have been quarantined with each other over in China constantly, there's been a lot more filings for divorces. So I think there's going to be the corona babies that are born out of this. And also it sounds like there's going to be a lot more divorces when you just can't stand being around that person for a long period of time.
Well, yeah, I saw something. So, yeah, the corona babies then become quarantines. Right?
That could be. Yeah, that could be.
Jeez. That went a long way there, Fred.
Challenging time, Steve.
It is. It is indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, boy, we're out of time again, Eric. And so let's go ahead, invite folks to call one more time and get on your calendar and really, dig into that portfolio recovery strategy.
Sure, Steve. So we've met with a lot of people over these past couple of weeks through emails, texts, and phone calls, virtual meetings all around the United States. So again, if you're interested in a second opinion or a portfolio recovery strategy, this is exactly what we did back in 9/11 and 2008. We're prepared for this. So if you're serious about your finances, give us a call. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary and no obligation to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
Hey, great opportunity, folks. Last time today, we're going to open the lines and then let you get in and get on the calendar, sit down virtually with Eric and the team and put together a financial roadmap. Now is the time. And it can get pretty complicated out there between the Secure Act, the CARES Act, and all of the subtleties that go with that. There's a lot of moving pieces out there. Let Eric and the team really sort of make something that's easy to understand. It's a chance to get a true practical financial review. It's a phone call away, 800-779-1942. The next five callers get that comprehensive financial review, all the extras that go along with it. You will find then you have a roadmap, a guide. It's going to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. As always, Eric, one of my favorite hours of the week right here.
As well, Steve, I appreciate everything. Everyone out there, stay safe, stay healthy. Please help one another. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
And we're going to do it again next week. We've got new topics, new questions, that and much more on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney.
Eric Kearney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposures to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida. Insurance license number P138852. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.